Radio Molossia.
News break. This month's news in the Republic of Molossia.
Guy Fawkes Night, 5 November 2024. On 5 November 2024, Molossians celebrated our annual Guy Fawkes Night. Guy Fawkes Night, or Bonfire Night, is a popular event in Great Britain dating back to the foiled gunpowder plot of 5 November 1605, when Guy Fawkes and 13 of his cohorts conspired to blow up Parliament and King James I of England. After the plot was uncovered and the conspirators executed, the 5th of November became the official holiday in Great Britain, adopted likewise in Molossia, in recognition of our English roots. Prior to the holiday, Molossian citizens gathered in Government House and created their own guys to burn an effigy. That done, on the 5th of November, the bonfire in Norton Park was lit and Molossians gathered for the evening festivities. Dinners was bangers and mash, Molossia style, accompanied by hot apple cider and hot chocolate. Dessert was apple crumble. Then the Guy Fawkes rhyme was recited by the company, after which the guys were committed to the bonfire, one by one, as the president going in first. The evening was concluded with gentle revelry around the fire until it became coals and the celebrants dispersed. A fine time was had by all, and we look forward to next year's Guy Fawkes Night. In other news, Generalissimo Francisco Franco is still dead. The Signoria of Ulivi, 18 November 2024. The government of the Republic of Molossia is pleased to announce the acquisition of a new territory for our nation. Molossia has expanded. The Signoria of Ulivi is a constitute enclave of the Republic of Molossia, located within and surrounded by the nation of Italy. It is located in the Italian region of Tuscany, about 200 imperial nortons north of Rome and 85 imperial nortons southwest of Siena. The territory is spacious and embedded in a hilly Mediterranean landscape. It is uninhabited and largely populated with olive trees, from which its Italian name, Ulivi, comes. It is near to the medieval Italian village of Caldana. The Signoria is about 1,163 square world nortons in its size. Because of its remoteness from the Molossian home territory, Ulivi is designated as a Signoria, a medieval form of government, as opposed to the remaining provinces that make up our nation. Approximately half of all Molossian citizens have Italian heritage from opposite ends of the peninsula. Claiming a piece of the old country was only natural, and Ulivi serves as a symbol of Molossian's heritage, Italian heritage, and as a foothold in this ancient land. Welcome to Molossia, Ulivi.
With a little study, you'll go a long ways, and I wish you'd start now.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year.
Down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, yes sir, once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
You're just wasting your breath, and that's no great loss either.
Fat man's coming, fat man's coming.
You better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. Knows if you've been bad or good, so be good, for goodness sake.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Sad, too bad, they'll wish they had when the old boy blows his fuse.
Take my advice, the first thing you know, you will improve your status quo. Keep your conduct steady,
he may bring you heady.
Hey, Santa!
He's a-coming, Santa's coming to town.
Truth is stranger than fiction, and this is the proof. This is Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Count Nesselrode was foreign minister of Russia for 40 years, yet he never learned to speak Russian, believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell you about a floating Christmas present.
Are you bored? Are you looking for entertainment? Then swing by the Bijou Theater for the latest newsreels and Molossian movies.
In December 1940, Mrs. A.E. Gadsby of Niagara Falls, Canada, mailed a Christmas parcel to her daughter in Prestwick, Scotland. The ship carrying the mails was torpedoed off the west coast of Ireland, but a favorable tide floated the package and unerringly cast it ashore on the beach of Prestwick. The contents were soaked, but perfectly usable. The address was still legible, and the package was delivered 2 days after Christmas. Believe it or not.
You're listening to Radio Molossia. Experience the entire wide world of small nations. Pick up your copy of The Lonely Planet Guide to Micronations, available online and at bookstores everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now about to hear that famous classic, The Night Before Christmas, perpetrated by Charlie McCarthy.
Oh, cut it out, fellas. This is so embarrassing.
No, now you go right ahead and recite it, Charlie.
No, please, Fergie. No.
Now, you mustn't be nervous.
Well, I've always been timid.
No, 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 no. You go right ahead, Charlie.
No, please.
Charlie, go right and recite.
You, 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 you.
Charlie.
You, you, you.
Now, you mustn't be nervous.
Well, I'm a bundle of nerves.
Charlie, remember, no recitation, no present.
Oh.
Now, we're all waiting to hear about Santa Claus.
Well, I'll try. There ought to be one down there.
Yeah. We're waiting.
All right. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Santa Revere.
No.
Don't tell me I'm wrong.
Yes, you're a little confused.
Well, I'm a bundle of nerves.
Yes, I know. Now, you start over again.
Yes. Under the spreading Christmas tree, a village Santa stands?
No. Perhaps if I just help you with a little start.
That would be good.
Yes. 'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house.
Egad, Bergen, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And believe me, you felt good to get rid of them, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, what's the next line?
I
see, what's the next line?
The next line?
Yes.
Oh, there's more, isn't there?
Yes, of course.
Yes. Well, there's all through the house. Let's see. Quiet, please, Father. What's the next line, fellas?
No. Not a... What? Remember what it is?
No.
Yeah. Not a creature was stirring, not even...
A louse.
No. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Yeah. And that's the way it goes.
Yes. The stockings were hung.
Huh?
Stockings were hung where?
On a nail.
No. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes.
In hopes?
In hopes.
In hopes that the laundry man soon would be there.
No. In hopes that Saint who?
Saint Vitus?
No.
Saint Bernard?
No.
Saint Paul?
No.
Minneapolis?
No, now wait.
Well, gee whiz, I tried.
All right.
I'm on the wrong track.
You certainly are.
I'm going to hate thyself in the morning for not knowing this.
Yes. Well, now you continue.
Yes. Let's see. Wait.
In hopes?
Oh, yes. In hopes. No coaching, please.
Yeah.
Much.
In hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Semicolon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The children were nestled all snug in their bed.
Shoot if you must this old gray head.
No. Well, I give up. Charlie, surely you know the part about Santa Claus.
What part?
Yeah.
The arms and legs?
No. About how he rides through the skies.
Oh, yes. Yes, Santa Claus, yes. Oh, yes, of course. He flies through the air with the greatest of ease. The jolly fat man in the red DVDs.
What is it?
Well, that part I'm a little rusty on, right in there.
Yes.
Especially right around there.
Yes, all right. Well, I'll tell you, it goes this way. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter...
What'd you do?
I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter.
Oh, yeah. I tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now what about the reindeers?
Oh, what about them?
Yeah. What were their names?
Oh, yeah, that's right there. What were they?
Well, there's Dancer and Prancer.
Oh, yeah.
And what are the rest of them?
That is Dancer and Prancer and Dandruff and Blintzes.
No.
Dunder and Lightning.
No.
I give up.
Donner.
Donner?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Donner, Amici.
No.
I didn't know he made a team.
Well, he didn't. And what did Santa say?
What did he say?
Well, he says, on Dancer, on Prancer.
Oh, yeah. On Dancer, on Prancer. And what do you know? Prancer came in and paid $2.20 to show.
No. And what happened after that?
Santa Claus lived happily ever after. The end. Give me the present.
Wait a minute. Not so fast. You know, Charlie, I don't believe you studied that poem at all.
Well, I wasn't letter perfect, was I?
No, you weren't.
this being Christmas Eve, Bergen, I cannot tell a lie. I didn't study.
No. Well, I'm disappointed in you.
Yes, sir.
But inasmuch as you were man enough to own up.
Oh, I did that, sir. Yes.
I'm going to give you the present anyway.
Oh, thank you, Peggy.
And here it is.
Oh, thank you. What is it?
It's a beautifully illustrated copy of that famous poem, The Night Before Christmas.
Is that the present I get?
That's it.
This is Christmas, Bergen, not April Fool. Oh.
I've waked myself up from nothing to a state of extreme poverty.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring,
are you listening?
In the lane,
snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
The bluebird,
here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown.
We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman.
Yes, until the other kiddies knock him down. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland, walking in a winter wonderland.
Radio Molossia.